Coming at you recorded from parts around the globe, it's the LFTO Thinkerbox. Today we have Kyrie Anne.
This would be a very, very good point to bring up my whole article about why superheroes with actual superpowers can't have sex.
Mesk.
Kai, who is this Howard you haven't talked to us about?
And Rain Zero.
I think a superhero that used an IMAX would be a total douchebag.
I'm not on the show this time, so going at it alone is your host, Amari T.
I was going to say something, and it was going to be relevant and insightful, but I decided not to.
Today, the Thinkerbox is talking about superpowers and every little detail that goes with it.
So, guys, who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Yeah, definitely Batman for me.
I'm going to be obscure and, well, not completely obscure anymore, but I'm going to be obscure-ish and say Rorschach.
Rorschach.
Rorschach's awesome.
Who would win in a fight, Rorschach?
Can I change my answer? I want mine to be Rorschach too.
Does this mean that Rorschach is now winning the fight?
He breaks pinkies and doesn't afraid of anything, so I think he would win against Batman. They all both have pretty cool gadgets, and Rorschach kind of has that not completely sane, paranoid about the end of the world quality to him, so he's...
I would say not even close to completely sane.
Yeah, so he's pretty much... He's
totally even... paranoid.
Actually, when you talk about favorite superheroes, I was wondering what you define as a superhero, because I know lots of people who... Well, of course, fictional people, but... You know,
I know, I'm so glad you know lots of fictional people.
I know lots of real people with superpowers, and I don't know if you wanted to include them. I mean, what about the guy from down the street, you know, can read minds and reach through walls to grab things?
That's pretty awesome, actually. For example, characters with power suits that happen to fight creatures or people that are evil.
Are you talking about Master Chief?
No, I'm actually not talking about Master Chief, but yeah, in a way.
But like
about
Batman.
Gordon Freeman.
No, not Gordon. When I mean power, I mean a suit that gives you super speed and strength.
Yeah, I would say that they can sort of count into the superhero. Because if we're going to count Batman, we got to count them.
Because Batman doesn't actually have any superpower. He just has, like, ninja technology.
Which is why I like
he's
Batman.
He's a rich bastard with ninja technology.
This particular situation I'm talking about has a cast of characters who are given power suits and special weaponry, and they hunt these alien-type creatures that are a threat to humanity. However, they are sort of forced into this hunt. If they don't fight these aliens, they are killed. So could they be considered superheroes?
What is this?
It's a manga.
Oh.
Manga. I'm sorry. I literally just had a conversation with someone today about how this is a pet peeve of mine.
Manga.
Going on the superhero thing, I mean, it kind of depends on your definition of super. I mean, really, super can just be like, that is a great person. He's totally a superhero.
That's just swell.
Yeah. But I mean, to some degree, isn't that just what a superhero is?
No, because... a superhero is somebody who has exemplary abilities in some way. Whether those abilities come to you naturally or by monies. Those are just a means to an end. So a superhero is somebody who is above what a normal person could achieve.
But I mean, that's still, you, to some degree, using that definition of super.
No.
Superlative.
How applicable would superpowers really be in the real world? Would people even take superheroes seriously?
Well,
depends on the superhero, I think.
I think that anyone who can control fire, I am totally taking seriously, because I don't want them on my bad side.
With the technology that people have these days for, like, illusions and tricks, everyone's always going to be skeptical, I would think.
One of the biggest obstacles a so-called, air quotes, superhero would have to overcome would be the costume. I don't think that if they wanted to be taken seriously, they would run around in a brightly
leotard.
Colored costume. Like, yeah, leotard. You would probably, if you've seen Heroes, that would be a little bit more like what superheroes would be. I don't know how seriously people would be able to take them, though.
I mean, honestly, that is a benefit for the superheroes. Like, these superheroes are spending all their time trying to hide their secret identities and blah, blah. Like, if no one really believes that they have powers, they can fight crime and then just sort of be left alone. People will just be like, oh, that was in funny new publicity.
They can have some kind of disguise, just not the big flashy costume. Like, you could wear a bandana over your face like a gangster or something.
Huh? I was planning on just wearing glasses. I assumed no one would recognize me.
Obviously.
What was that children's book series, Captain Underwear or something like that?
Underpants, yeah.
Captain Underpants, yeah. That was a pretty interesting outfit of his.
I used to read that like all the time.
I have never read that, but I knew someone who went as Captain Underpants for Halloween.
That and... is awesome. It's of so much win, I can't even describe.
So in using masks to hide one's identity during super missions, why is the eye mask so popular? Are people really that stupid that they can't recognize you just because they can't see the bridge of your nose and your temples?
Okay. The eye mask is just there so that it is known that the character is concealing their identity. Obviously it wouldn't work, but it's just for the audience.
It's still really ridiculous because, like, a few nights ago, I watched one of the original Batman movies because some of my friends were going as different Batman characters for Halloween, so we had a party watching that movie first. But, like, in it, Batman was, like, having this weird relationship thing with Catwoman, and he could not tell that she was not Catwoman.
I have a story to share. So when I was in college, I had a Japanese tutor because once you reached a certain level in Japanese, you had to have a tutor. And so I saw this person every week for like 2 years, but I never recognized him when I wasn't in the tutoring center. Like he would come up to me, you know, just walking through the quad or something and be like, "Hey, Michelle." And I'd be like, "Hey." And then, you know, eventually he would say something like, "How'd you do on your Japanese test?" And then I would realize who he was. But for some reason, out of context, I could never recognize him. And I think to some degree, that's the eye mask thing. You're obviously not going to think that this guy you know is a superhero. Just somehow the two can't really relate. So in the whole costume, you're not going to be able to make that connection.
I don't know. I mean, the fact that they have the same voice and...
I will use the example of the new Batman for, like, the Dark Knight and all that. He doesn't even have the same voice, and his mask has heavily accentuated features, so it does significantly conceal his identity.
See, that's half the time his head that's covered, not just the little tiny black mask thing. Yeah.
Well, the little tiny black mask is bullshit.
By definition.
Hey, look, here's the thing. Comic books are meant to be stylish, not accurate.
Yeah.
That's very true. Actually, this reminds me of a drawing that I saw one time. No. There's a protagonist and the antagonist, and the antagonist was wearing one of those, like, Groucho Marx glasses with the nose and the big mustache thing. And he was like, "Do you recognize me?" And the protagonist was like, "No, of course I don't. How could I forget such a wonderful mustache?"
So, Batman or Superman? Would you rather have / be a superhero who derives his or her powers from inborn greatness or by use of awesome gadgets and well-honed human traits?
I think I prefer the gadgets, actually. Mm. Gadgets can be modified, improved. I think that if you're stuck with genetics, you kind of, you know, like Forrest Gump, it's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
I'm so glad Rain gets to use all of his voices tonight.
Yeah, this is like
his superpower.
It is. See, but that's a well-honed human characteristic. I can use that to fight crime. Like, just go in, stop a bank robber with a gritty voice, like, "You're not gonna get away with this. I'm gonna murder you if you try to rob a bank." And then, like, 5 minutes later, be like, "It's all right, citizens. I sing with my amazing voice."
No, Rain, that's your secret identity. Because if your voice is different, nobody knows who you really
Obviously.
Are.
That's true. Well, I mean, I certainly wouldn't.
Also, I'll put on a monocle so they don't recognize my face.
Okay, so I would rather be a superhero with awesome gadgets and well-honed human traits and not someone with superpowers. Because superpowers inevitably make you not able to be intimate with humans. Someone actually wrote like an entirely huge, long intellectual article on all the reasons why Superman will not have sex and why his species and race, whatever, is basically dead. Because one, he's way, way too strong and he basically just rip a woman in half. Secondly, if he did actually try to like fertilize the egg to create a child, then all the little Kryptonian sperm would like go do crazy things and it wouldn't work right. Like, the way that it gets fertilized with the one egg and then it hardens and doesn't let any more sperm. Since they're not human sperm, they would all attack the egg and it wouldn't work. Secondly, if the woman somehow became pregnant still, then there'd be, like, the super baby in her womb and, like, you kick, that would be the end of that.
Seriously, it's really like awesome. you're giving an argument for why Superman is Edward Cullen.
What?
You people need to read Breaking Dawn.
Anyway, back to the other superheroes. The Hulk gets overly excited and then goes Hulk, like, not just anger. They've actually... they've actually dealt with that in the comic, apparently.
Oh, really?
What, that Hulk
like,
smash?
The real old, like, 90s, you know, like, serial tons of comics actually had some stuff where someone tried to do something and it didn't work out and all that jazz. And then... like Rogue from the X-Men, she can't touch people, so she can't have sex.
What about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man has, like, those radioactive body fluid things, so if you have sex with him too long, then you would die of radioactive poisoning.
What about, like, you know, like, psychic characters, like Jean Grey or the Professor or that kind of thing?
Well, it's not an overarching trait here, but it happens a lot.
Look, I want to be Batman because it's much cooler to, one, have a lot of money, and two, invent your own stuff than to...
What about Iron Man? He has that stuff, too. Yeah. Money and...
You know what? I want to be Iron Man. Yeah. Iron Man seems happy. I like him.
More or less, he does become a, like, alcoholic later on.
Yeah, whatever.
He's, like, already an alcoholic?
But, like...
Yeah, but that's just for the lols. Oh, isn't it?
I mean,
he was kidnapped and trapped and forced to make stuff for those terrorists for a while, but he's a pretty cool guy.
He seems to have a lot of fun.
Would you use your superpower for good, for the good of all, for your own benefit, or for some evil cause?
My own benefit, no doubt.
The thing about trying to use it for the good of all is that generally, when you try to be a superhero like that, people in big places of power generally get a little corrupted from that.
With great power comes great responsibility. But if you just use that power for yourself, guess what? No responsibility.
I'm all with that. I mean, I'm a good person. I am. But I just don't see myself wandering around the city at night trying to stop bank robberies and stuff.
Yeah, I would not, if I had a superpower, I would not go out of my way to help.
Yeah, well, plus then you get targeted by all the supervillains. And then you're like, I was just trying to save people, and now I've got this big, huge, like, missile target on me. I don't know what to do anymore.
I'd probably use my superpowers for my own benefit, no matter what it is. I mean, even if I could just, you know, stretch my arm a meter ahead. Yeah,
that would be the best superpower ever.
Lie in my bed and get things off of my shelves across the room.
You know, that's probably the superpower that I've wanted the most, is just sitting on my bed. Man, I wish I could switch games on the Xbox, but the boxes are just so far away. If only my arms were a meter longer. What if I could vary their length at will?
Then you would get so fat.
You know what? I just wouldn't give a fuck.
You would never move again. Mind reading and teleportation are the two I would want.
Yeah.
Mind reading, I would not really... I mean, that would be useful in some situations, but you would learn a lot of stuff you did not want to know.
You know, I would actually kind of want control over time. Not crazy time travel, but, like, I will use from Red vs. Blue, Wyoming's time travel, where you can just loop individual segments of time. I would do that.
Kai, what's your superpower of choice?
I don't know, actually. Because I tend to think about, like, I'm kind of a pessimistic person when it comes to these things. I think about the pros and cons, and I come up with cons that would make me not want the thing. So, just being rich, that's my superpower. I can be like Batman and Iron Man. And if they do have all those genome stuff, I can just choose whatever I want when I decide later. That'd be cool.
You could be like the characters in Bioshock, where you just jab something into your arm violently, and you suddenly have a new superpower.
Have you guys watched the new superhero show at all? No Ordinary Family.
No,
I do not watch TV, so yeah.
Okay.
Is it so kind of like the
one time?
Yeah, it's The Incredibles in live TV show format. I was reading an article about it, and someone was saying, you know, that the teenagers were too miserable, but that's understandable because
they're fucking teenagers. They're supposed to be miserable.
Well, but teenagers with superpowers, they have to hide.
Any teenager is going to be miserable about whatever shit they have, no matter how serious that is. Even the most trivial shit, if they're a teenager, it's super serious business.
Now, we all know that Rain had a hell of a teenage life.
Obviously.
But what the person in the the article was saying was that the teenagers got gypped, is what they said, on superpowers. So the mom has super speed, the dad has super strength, one of the kids has, like, this super brain, and the other one is psychic and able to read minds. And I'm sorry, I would go with being psychic or having the super brain over the super speed or super strength.
Yeah, because that's so much more useful in
exactly.
World,
because, you
know,
I mean,
like, I'm a genius and I know everything, and then you can, like, get promoted and be, like, CEOs of companies, and nobody knows the difference. They're just like, wow, you're really smart.
Yeah, all you can do with super strength and super speed is fight crime, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think it would be great to go into a, like, a board meeting and then just, like, read the person's mind and go, we would like to redistribute our corporation in this area. Like, so, have you ever thought of redistributing your assets in this area? Like, oh, yeah, we have. I like this guy. He's good. Yeah, psychic would work well.
Actually, psychic has always been my superpower of choice.
Yeah.
But psychic is a lot of different things.
Like the I would say specifically
definition for psychic defer mind reading, though. I mean, if I guess if it were your superpower, you could probably control it.
I would like controllable mind. Though I think with any superpower, unless otherwise specified, you have to go with the definition of it's something that you can control. Like, right. Unless that's like the point of the story is that they can't control it. It's usually something controlled.
Has the X-Men evolution already started and we just haven't noticed because it's been less drastic than the comic books make it out to be? Look at Michael Phelps' unusual anatomy, making him the perfect swimmer, or Usain Bolt running so quickly in the Olympics that he turned to look at his opponent, slow down, and still beat the world record.
Evolution is happening to make everyone taller and stronger and what have you anyway. Because, like, if you look back at colonial times or whatever, people were generally shorter back then.
That's just normal, like, natural selection, though. Like, the people who can do things better are going to be more attractive to other people, and they're going to reproduce more. And that means the next generation will have more of those characteristics. Meaning, eventually, yeah, we're all going to be Supermen flying through the air.
But what I think is interesting, think about this. People tend to go towards people with their similar interests. Like, really smart people date people who are really smart. People who like running date people who like running. You know, swimmers date swimmers, so on and so forth. And then you look at, like, dog breeds and how there are all these different, like, breeds of dogs that have different skill sets. So is that going to be humans in, let's say, 10,000 years, where you will have the swimming human societies and the running human societies? Societies and the really smart human societies, and they've kind of separated into different breeds.
I think that would be the case. That would make sense.
I really don't think that would be possible. I mean, evolution would happen when the weakest would die.
The reason that dogs have different breeds is because way back when people first domesticated the first dog, it was like the one kind of dog, and then the breeds, different breeds, kind of evolved out of that one type of dog.
Yeah, really. But it took thousands of years, and we don't have new breeds coming in the past two or three centuries.
Oh, sure we do. My brother has a peek-a-poo. They don't consider it its own breed because people are really snobbish about breeds and only believe things are breeds if they've been around for 300 years or whatever.
Okay, well, the point I'm trying to make is that, well, for example, in the case of dogs, they've been bred to make certain species. Humans, well, that'd be a different case because we can't exactly breed humans.
Yes, we
and
can.
And what's more...
Yeah, it's just choosing who to mate with.
We already breed humans.
Who's going to breed humans in a way to get a specific...
See, what Amarati said earlier about how people tend to gravitate towards people with similarities to them.
I don't buy that, really. I don't think that's the case.
You don't think that people gravitate toward people that are similar to them? Because I'm pretty sure they do. If you want an example of evolution based on social groups, you should look at white trash, because white trash has evolved to, like, a new plane of existence.
Okay. There was a movie one of my coworkers watched one time that was, like, this ordinary, just completely average intelligence man from our time somehow got sent, like, 300 years into the future or something.
Idiocracy?
All the white trash, since they crazy, they were the norm, so the average intelligence was way, way lower, so he was, like, the smartest man on Earth.
Well, the idea behind that is that really intelligent people who go to, like, normal school and their PhD and their postgraduate and all of that, and they still haven't really started their career, the really intelligent people keep putting off having kids, or they don't have kids, or they only have one or two kids.
Yeah. But the white trash is like,
while the white trash people are like, oh, that feels nice. Let's keep oh, look, another baby. Where the hell did that one come from? Well, damn it.
Since the complete mapping of the human genome, there have been studies into the science of superheroes. They've discovered that they can, in fact, change genes around to give someone green skin or above-average strength. Would you allow scientists to edit your or your future children's genome in exchange for superhero-esque traits?
I wouldn't in the first generation of them doing this, but had it been around for a while and seemed to be proven to work, then sure, I wouldn't want my kid to be behind.
It's like getting a new Apple product. You don't want to try it in the first generation because it's going to be full of shit. But like after the second generation, you can kind of look at it and go, hey, that kid's outscoring my kid on all the standardized tests, and he can also run twice as fast as anybody in his class. I think I might try this now.
That's kind of forced X-Men theory thing, though.
I want to point to the movie Gattaca, where they basically bioengineer each one of their children, and one guy tries to be one of these bioengineered children, and he's not, and basically it is impossible for him to keep up mentally, physically, and he has to fake it really hard in order to fit in.
Well, plus also, like, I mean, that'll cause a new elite group of people, because there will be poor people that can't afford this.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll be, like, the lowest of the low in the society, or
they
whatever.
Will be what white trash is to us.
Anonymity and superpower. What are the advantages of remaining anonymous like Batman or Spider-Man, or revealing your identity such as Iron Man or Superman?
Wait, Superman doesn't reveal his identity?
He walks around in broad daylight without wearing
it. But it's a secret, though.
But see, his Clark
Kent... Because he wears glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody recognizes him because
no, it's more... It's kind of a body language thing, too, with Superman. He acts, like, extremely trampled on and submissive as Clark Kent. And then as Superman, he's like, I'm the greatest masculine man you've ever seen. So people kind of don't really pay attention to what he actually looks like. So they're like, holy crap, this is this big man.
He's just
man.
So...
In tight.
Just
I can't...
So
stop looking down there.
That's his costume. People can't stop looking down there.
That's the truth of superhero costumes. We figured it out.
I'm glad we figured something out this time.
That's why they wear tidy whities, just so that you're looking down there and not up at the face. Oh, the bulge. Oh,
no, I feel like most of the superheroes kind of have a very average looking, at least hairstyle and stuff like that, so that they blend in more anyways. Like Superman, he just has the normal kind of cowl hair that everyone had back in the 60s or whatever.
But he has the swoosh, which is so cool.
Now Superman is all emo Edward Cullen.
Well, see, I could get into the comic book thing and say that the swoosh is a tag of his character so you can tell who he is when he's, like, out of costume and whatever. But, yeah. I took a class on this. I know.
I don't believe you. Not about the taking a class, the knowing. It's just, that's too far-fetched for me.
I take a class. I failed.
That I would believe.
What would you give up for a certain superpower?
I feel like you give up so much having superpowers anyway.
It depends on the superpower you have, but obviously it's something that you generally want to hide and not get so much attention for, so that means that you're going to give up being normal about your life and giving up time to hide this.
Honestly, I think I would just... I don't think I would be, like I said earlier, I wouldn't be a superhero. I would just work the superpower into my everyday life.
Yeah.
Anybody like who wants to be a superhero is a fucking idiot. Have you seen Kick-Ass? Yeah, you'd get your ass kicked. And there wouldn't be a happy ending like Kick-Ass.
Like, oh, I've got these cool sticks, but they're actually called batons because I'm really OCD about you calling them batons and not sticks. But then, so I'll beat up you guys that are trying to beat up on this kid, but then you pull out knives and I'm kind of screwed.
Yeah, but guess what? You would die. You wouldn't be rescued just in time after being stabbed and hit with a car. You would die.
And everyone would make fun of you for dying in a spandex costume.
Yep.
That'd be the worst.
What would you give up for specifically the ideal superpower that you have always wanted?
Well, if I had the power of time travel, I would give up my car.
How would that help you?
Yeah, because you would just go back in time in the same spot,
exactly.
But then you would still have to, you still have to because then what would you still have to
have to travel in space.
Why don't you go all like Back to the Future and have a time traveling car?
I will just travel back in time. I will just jump in the air, travel back in time to when that spot had been moved so many miles by the Earth moving, and then land again, and then just travel forward in time to wherever I need to be.
So you're going to be time hopping in the most literal way possible.
Yeah.
Okay, Kai, what would you give up for your lots of money superpower?
I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot to give up.
Your morals. Wait, do you have those?
Yes, I have them. Remember, I'm against mind rape. It is a bad thing.
Mask, what would you give up for your evil villain lifestyle?
I would give up slaying 5 innocents.
You would give up the souls of 5 innocents?
Yeah, I could just take 5
not,
more
that's
later.
That's not giving up if you're giving up something to become a supervillain. I wouldn't say that killing 5 innocent people is giving up something, because that's going to be included. No, that's going to be included in your power. You're going to blow up orphanages, and that means that it doesn't even matter at the beginning. To become a supervillain, you would have to give up something evil. Like, you could no longer terrorize villages with a certain population of orphans.
In that case, I would stop terrorizing villages. There, period.
You could only terrorize cities.
I only terrorize cities with a population of over 9,000. So.
That's still a pretty small town, dude.
I'm going to give up my Snuggie for my superpowers.
Ooh, can I have it?
It's pink, do you mind?
You know, though, Rain, if you have a pink Snuggie and you're already worried about people judging you for your Snuggie, don't you think they're going to judge you even more for having a pink one? If they find
Nobody's going to fucking see the pink Snuggie. And if I have it, I'd be like, it was free. And they'll be like, oh, where can I get one? Nowhere. I got it from somebody who gave it up for superpowers.
Kai, what's your final thought?
Superpowers would probably make the world worse before they made them better.
Rain.
I really like the stretchy arms power. I could get tea right now and not leave.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Meth.
Don't give me superpowers or you know what's going to happen to you.
Holy crap.
Well, hey.
Mask, I'm
aside,
glad I'm
a
your
really
friend.
Nice guy.
What?
Kidding aside, I'm a really nice guy. Don't worry.
Yeah, sure. At least you're sexy.
Well, that's it for the LFTO Thinkerbox. Many thanks go out to Kyrianne, Mesk, and Rain Zero. If you would like to obtain an uncut version of today's podcast, shoot us an email at LFTOThinkerbox@hotmail.com, and we will be happy to send you an unedited copy of the show. Be sure to tune in next week as we talk about prejudices and stereotypes. The LFTO Thinkerbox is produced by Prophet02 and Amari T. Theme song composed by Super Jim, with cover art created by Rain Zero. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on the Thinkerbox, drop us an email at lftothinkerbox@hotmail.com. If it's good, or we're completely stumped for ideas, you might hear us talk about it. See you next week.
Why, hello! I'm Sarge from the popular web series Red vs. Blue, and I'm calling to tell you that you've been selected to participate in Red vs. Blue. I hope that you enjoy this chance to participate in the popular web series Red vs. Blue with me, a popular character. Well... That's all I have. Thank you. Goodbye.
Rain, give me a Buckeye Dawn final thought.
There, you little children with your superpowers. Back in my day, we just had Superman and Batman.
And they fought each other.
And they fought each other, and that was World War II. Did I ever tell you about the time I was in World War II?
Hey, Buckeye, don't fought...
Dawn, I think you're drunk.
Yeah, and don't forget Chuck Norris.
Okay.
Chuck Norris was around too.
And then give me a Bobby Birdseed final thought.
I don't even know what his voice sounds like. I can't do that. You want me to go Mickey Mouse voice for him?
Sure.
Do it.
I'm Bobby Birdseed and I like superpowers. I think they're pretty sweet. I would love to get a superpower that turned me into a mouse.